Now, listeners, it's my pleasure to introduce Julie Pring. And, of course, our regular listeners would know that Julie is from Caboolture Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
And I should probably give you the full level. It's Caboolture Support Group for Parkinson's Queensland. And Jules gives us a little update of what the club's doing, but also in regards to research and development and things like that. So over to you, Jules.
Yes, well, it's that month's gone again. It's our monthly meeting next Wednesday, the 18th, at 12 o'clock at Grant Road Sports and Community Complex. And we've got Sue Stewart, who takes our singing group, which practices on a Monday at Kalanga at North's Club. It's mainly people with Parkinson's or people who support Parkinson's who go to it. But we're always looking for new members, and we're always looking for people to come to our meetings, which, you know, you don't have to have Parkinson's, but if you're interested in finding out more, or if you want to know, or if you have got Parkinson's or know someone who has, often sharing, they say that sharing's a good thing to do, and, you know, we particularly did that last month. We went round the group and pretty well everyone offered something that they'd found recently about their Parkinson's or about their journey with someone with Parkinson's.
That's good, because you know, something that I might be taking could be good for you or whatever. There's all sorts of things. Having Sue Stewart there, the singing person, that's one of the really good things for Parkinson's sufferers, isn't it?
That's right.
Lovely.
Yes, it certainly makes you feel good when you sing.
Yeah, it does.
I've always loved singing.
There you go. But it is good for you, Jules. So, you know, that's one of the things that they say that you should do. So that's great.
Yes.
So you've got a little raffle coming up shortly for the Easter raffle.
Yeah, some Easter goodies and some lap rug and a... frame notice board and towel set that people have kindly donated. We're always grateful for people who donate, because that helps us keep running our group without having to charge people to attend.
Yeah. Now, something with the Kalanga singing group. So I know Sue is from there, so she will be talking a whole lot more about that, Jules, at the meeting.
Yeah, about the group and just the benefits of singing for people with Parkinson's.
Now, you've got a little bit of research and development, little snippets here. Get us those.
A company demonstrated to a few of our members, I wasn't there, but a particular device that helps people who freeze when they're walking. Sometimes people with Parkinson's go a certain distance and then it's almost as though their feet are stuck on the floor. And so this particular device is like a red dot, and it's highly tech, really highly tech, but that dot will shine on the floor to help them then take the next step. And I think it's individually programmed for each person.
Okay. And is the freeze from fright or...
It's part of the Parkinson's condition.
Okay.
Not everyone has that problem, but quite a number of people do. I've actually previously seen physiotherapists put something like walking sticks across the floor so that it helps people, or they teach people to count. Or there's been lots of techniques tried, and some work and some don't for different people, because Parkinson's is such an individual thing for everyone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And what about this vibrating watch?
Yes, it's something that was developed in the United States. Initially, a lady who's a graphic designer found that she couldn't continue to work, and so it's actually Microsoft worked with her, and this watch vibrates, but it breaks the tremor. Her tremor was preventing her in her work, and this watch was... So I guess, too, it would be something that would be individually programmed for each person.
Okay, and have we got it in Australia yet?
Not certain.
Not at this point,
Not certain.
Okay,
yes.
We might try and find out about that, Jules.
Yes.
How good would that be? Because anything that can assist those people, and the beautiful thing is to allow them to continue to work.
That's right.
That's the really good thing,
isn't
it?
That's right, because of the number of people who are still of working age who have Parkinson's.
Yeah.
It's quite, I haven't got the figures right in front of me, but it's quite large.
So. Yes, it would be. Mm. And what's this Griffith University with their DNA?
Yeah, over a number of years, a number of people with Parkinson's have been encouraged to, and they've donated DNA so that then they have a bank of DNA from people with Parkinson's to use for research, and they've obviously signed all the agreements that it can be used, but it's something that they're requesting more people donate to if they have Parkinson's, and I think they're currently looking at using it more. So
good, good. Well, anything that might get to a cure.
That's right. Yeah, well, I think probably before they get to a cure, it's actually looking at more of the causes too. Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the sort of thing that the actual president of Parkinson's Queensland is a researcher in Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he's spoken at a number of things. He's very very much at presence at various Parkinson's things in Queensland.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And just for the listeners that don't know, Jules, just give us a little bit of a roughie there on what Parkinson's disease is.
Okay, so broadly it is a progressive problem, so it gets worse. It's neurological, which means it's part of the brain is affected, and there's tremor, stiffness and or slow movement. And then quite a lot of other less obvious symptoms. But some of those less obvious symptoms can sometimes be really big for some people. It's a unique set of difficulties, and we find that a lot of people benefit from being able to share their difficulties and how they've solved them with each other.
Yep, absolutely. It's sometimes it is the little things that can help overall in a day-to-day living.
Exactly.
To steal your words.
Yes, yes.
And if anybody was wanting some more information, Jules?
Our coordinator is Tom, 0420 924 933, or you can contact Parkinson's Queensland, and they have a website, so the number's there.
Good one. And what's this Michael J. Fox saying?
Yes, I saw this one just recently. We can't all be brain scientists, but we can all get involved.
Good on him.
Yes.
Good on him, because he's suffering from Parkinson's.
That's right.
Jules, thanks very much for coming in. As per usual, you've given us just a nice little bit of information, and it's good to know that it's a nice social event well as a sharing, isn't
it? Yes.
And that's probably the beauty of it, that, you know, it's a bit easy to sit at home and feel sorry for yourself. But if you can get out a little bit and then share some of your life stories with other people that are suffering the same thing, it makes for a better day, doesn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely, definitely. And
does.
I think, you know, one day leads to another, and if you are getting out, it makes a huge difference.
It does, Salem.
Yes.
Jules, thanks very much for coming in. I do appreciate you doing that every month for us. And we'll do a little bit more research on Parkinson, and we'll share that with our
yes.
listeners every month
yep.
as well, hey?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
do that.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much, Jules. Bye now.
Bye.